Welcome to Image and Focus Podcast, helping believers gain confidence and time to lose weight, restore their image, and live healthy and abundant lives. Contact Natalie at natalie.imageandfocus@gmail.com. Now here's your host, Natalie Rose. Welcome to another episode of Image and Focus Podcast. Hi, I'm Natalie, your host. In today's episode, we'll discuss the importance of sacrifice on your weight loss journey. Yesterday, we celebrated the risen King and reflected on the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus being the ultimate sacrifice for our sins so that we may be in right standing with our Heavenly Father. He paid the price for our rebellion and disobedience of not keeping God's commands and decrees. A sinless man took our place so that we could be in communion with our Heavenly Father. Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice, being the sacrificial lamb for our sins. God loved us so much he sacrificed his only Son so that we will be pardoned of our sins and have everlasting life. While attending a Good Friday service, the speaker said something so profound, especially in the context of weight loss. He said, "Greater the sacrifice, greater the love." This made me think, how much do we love ourselves? How much do you love yourself on your weight loss journey? Do you love yourself enough to sacrifice your old eating habits and unhealthy lifestyle? Jesus loved us so much, he sacrificed his life for us. Are you willing to sacrifice your old self to become the healthy, fit you? Most people are not willing to make the necessary sacrifices to become the healthy, fit version of themselves. In Genesis 22:1-14, Abraham was accredited righteous because of his faith to fully surrender his will to God's will by being willing to sacrifice his son Isaac, the one thing that was most precious to him, the one thing that he loved so dearly and waited so long for. Because he loved God so much, he was willing to be obedient to what God had asked him to do. God was testing him to see how much Abraham truly loved him. When you love someone, you are willing to make sacrifices for them. Do you love yourself enough to make the necessary sacrifices on your weight loss journey? Do you love the Lord enough to make the necessary sacrifices on your weight loss journey? I ask this because, as believers, we are the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. We were bought at a price. Our bodies are not our own. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. By being a steward of our bodies in such a way that glorify God and making the necessary sacrifices to be a living sacrifice. Romans 12:1. Are you willing to sacrifice the unhealthy snacks for fruits and vegetables? Are you willing to sacrifice your scrolling time to exercise? Are you willing to sacrifice the second serving of food for self-discipline? Are you willing to wake up early to have that time with the Lord and get in your exercise for the day? These are just a few of the necessary sacrifices that must be made to see the healthy fit you. Early last week, during a client coaching session, I told him how great he was doing because the healthy habits he learned through the My Relapse No More Weight Loss program has become a lifestyle. He mentioned, "Yeah, not everyone is willing to make the sacrifice." I said, "That is very true. Not everyone on their weight loss journey is willing to make the necessary sacrifices. If they are, they don't have the accountability to follow through. That is why my program, Relapse No More, is so great. I help guide you to make the necessary sacrifice while providing the accountability you need to follow through so you can become the healthy fit you." When you make the necessary sacrifices on your weight loss journey, You tell God and yourself that you love Him, that you love God, and that you love your body, and that they are worth the sacrifice. Are you willing to make the necessary sacrifices today to become the healthy, fit you? I would like to come alongside you and pray for you. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Jesus, for this day, for your faithfulness, for your awesomeness, for your mightiness, O God. You've been so good, and I just thank you, Lord, for sacrificing yourself for us. That's how much you loved us, that you saw that we were worth dying for. And I pray, Father God, that my fellow brother and sister in Christ that's listening to this episode will see that they are worth making the necessary sacrifices on their weight loss journey, that they are worth it as well as their health is worth it, Father God, that they don't have to wallow and be stuck in a situation of just taking it is what it is attitude, instead of making the necessary sacrifices, that if you can make the necessary sacrifices to atone for our sins, then they can easily make the necessary sacrifices to do what it takes on their weight loss journey so that they can become the healthy, fit version of themselves. Whether that means that they have to sacrifice watching Netflix or changing their diet and eating more healthfully, then let it be so. If it means that they need to wake up early to exercise, or if they need to wake up early to meal prep for the week, whatever it takes, Father God, give them the strength to make the necessary sacrifices and let them know they're not just doing it in vain, oh God, but it's to glorify you, Father God, for we are living sacrifices. Our body is a living sacrifice and a form of worship to you, Father God. So help us, Father God, to see that the sacrifices that are needed to become the healthy, fit version of ourselves is ultimately to glorify you and to be good stewards of the temple you have given us, Father God. I just thank you, Father God, for your faithfulness. I just thank you, Jesus, for your awesomeness. And if we view our weight loss journey as a form of sacrifice so that we can be better stewards of our body, let it be so. Help us to do that, Father God. Give us the strength to sacrifice. Give us the strength to prioritize. Give us the strength to be able to implement self-discipline, Father God. I just thank you, Jesus, and I just glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
If you desire to lose weight, feel confident in your skin and your clothes, and have the energy to do what God has called you to do, then schedule a free consultation by clicking the link in the description box of this episode, or DM me on Instagram @NatalieRose_NDTR. Thank you, and God bless.